This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. An expert witness hired by convicted murderer Ryan Ferguson is questioning a police theory that former Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor Ken Heitholt was killed during an attempted robbery. Forensic pathologist Dr. Larry Blum testified Tuesday at a Cole County hearing on Ferguson's latest bid for a new trial. Blum said an autopsy showing Heitholt died of strangulation and a blow to the head suggests the murder was not motivated by robbery. Heitholt was killed in November 2001 as he walked to his car in the Tribune parking lot. Ferguson was convicted in 2005 of killing Heitholt and is serving a 40-year sentence for second-degree murder and robbery. His high school friend Chuck Erickson was also found guilty in the case. A pair of audits examining fee offices for driver's licenses and motor vehicles was released on Tuesday by Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the purpose of the audits was to see if the process of awarding bids to run the offices had been depoliticized.
The audits turned up at least one case of a not-for-profit group using a subcontractor to run 10 license fee offices, which Schweik says is against the rules.
The office administration canceled the contract for the 10 offices, which is good. But then instead of awarding to the next bidder, they rebid the contract and allowed the not-for-profit to participate in the rebidding. They reawarded that not-for-profit 8 of the 10 offices as well.
Schweik says there's no direct evidence of impropriety, even though that not-for-profit also made a number of campaign contributions. In response, the Office of Administration says there's nothing in state law that forbid the not-for-profit from rebidding. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's highest court has ruled state utility regulators cannot intervene in cases that are before the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The state Supreme Court Tuesday sided with the operator of an interstate natural gas pipeline seeking to prevent the Missouri Public Service Commission from getting involved in cases before federal energy regulators. The Missouri Public Service Commission intervened in the case of MoGas Pipeline LLC, which had requested federal permission to build and operate new facilities and change its gas prices. In its 4-3 ruling, the state Supreme Court said Missouri law does not give the PSC authority to intervene in cases before the Federal Commission. An apparel company has recalled a handful of Texas A&M t-shirts touting the school's move to the Southeastern Conference after they were ridiculed online for having a botched map of the league. The shirt has an SEC logo emblazoned on a map section of U.S. states, ostensibly representing members of the league. But North Carolina, which does not have a team in the conference, is included, and Missouri is not. Missouri and Texas A&M are both leaving the Big 12 to join the SEC this year. Texas is on the back of the shirt, not the front. Aggieland Outfitters, which is not affiliated with the school, says it is recalling the shirts. It apologized for the inaccuracies. Missouri added about 4,800 jobs in March as its unemployment rate remained steady. Figures released by the State Department of Economic Development show that Missouri's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 7.4% in March, the same level as in February. That remained below the national unemployment rate of 8.2% in March. The increase of 4,800 non-farm payroll jobs marks the third straight month that Missouri's seasonally adjusted unemployment levels grew. 13 confirmed cases of E. coli have been reported in mid-Missouri, according to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. 6 of the 13 patients consumed raw milk from the same farm in Howard County. State Health Department spokesperson Gina Terlizzi says 8 food samples taken from the farm tested negative for E. coli.
So we really want to be clear that we are not saying that these infections are linked to the raw milk. We're only pointing out that of the 13 confirmed cases of E. coli that we do have, 6 of them did drink raw milk prior to becoming ill.
She says the farm has stopped selling raw dairy products. The state health department recommends against drinking raw milk as pasteurization stops disease-causing germs. The Missouri House has endorsed legislation seeking to make it a crime for undercover activists to produce videos portraying poor conditions at agricultural facilities. The legislation given first-round approval Tuesday would create the crime of agriculture production facility interference. Supporters said the measure is needed to stop undercover activists to produce propaganda against agriculture, particularly where livestock are being raised or slaughtered. Opponents of the bill said some of those undercover investigations have helped improve conditions at agricultural facilities. Missouri lawmakers want to require state education officials to check for cheating on standardized tests. An amendment added Tuesday to legislation would direct the State Board of Education to contract for an analysis of student achievement tests. The analysis will look for signs of tampering or unusual changes in results at particular schools. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported last month the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education received more than 100 reports of standardized testing irregularities in 2010 and 2011, but the department does not currently pay for a statistical analysis of test scores that could weed out problems. The House amendment was attached to a bill requiring state employees to wait 2 years before taking jobs with contractors over which they held a decision-making position. Baseball great Cal Ripken Jr. is headed to Joplin to help with tornado recovery efforts. The Hall of Fame member plans to help Habitat for Humanity volunteers rebuild two homes Wednesday morning in a neighborhood damaged by the deadly storms last May. Ripken spent 21 years at the Baltimore Orioles and holds the Major League Baseball record with 2,632 consecutive games played. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.